Good evening. Growing up, I went to a number of different churches, mostly small congregational churches. And I do remember one church we were at for 4 or 5 years, and that was quite, or no, I think it was longer than that. I think it was the one my parents were going to when I was born, but it was quite common for evening services and many other services for someone to give up and give testimony and ask for testimonies. And but unfortunately, my dad started calling him privately at a home testifonies. The reason is, it always went like this. They'd get up and they'd say all the nasty stuff they did and the horrible stuff and the stories and all the drugs they'd sold or things they'd done, women they'd slept with, and this horrible, sensational stuff, and Jesus saved me, and then they'd sit down. And the next guy'd get up, well, he'd have to do something, one-up that, so he'd tell an even worse story. And it went on through the night. Anyway, it was very entertaining to listen to. So, I'm here not to give a testimony. I'm not going to go into the details of what I did wrong, but I will say, obviously, I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up from an early age learning about God and learning about the Bible. My dad and mom are both very diligent in teaching me. In fact, they were so diligent that by the time the story goes, I don't remember this particular one, but they told me a couple times. So the church would have an altar call, and I was 4 years old, and everyone's coming up to be saved. So I'd grab my little blankie and run up there, and everyone would laugh, and that got me attention. So a few weeks later, I had an altar call, did it again. Now everyone for sure is laughing. Then eventually, Dad put a kibosh on that because it wasn't genuine. And therein lies the sneakiness. Matt's devotions. Satan uses scripture. He uses quoted scripture, and when he quoted scripture to tempt Jesus, not only did he quote scripture accurately, he also quoted it in context. But it was the wrong motive. It was, and that's the testimony of what happened in my life as a young man growing up, as a child. I learned a lot of good things. I learned how to look good. I learned to love the praise of man, and to the point where I was very proud of the fact that most children my age didn't obey as fast as I did, or weren't as obedient to their dads. So when people were around and my dad told me to do something, I made sure I did it right away. I made a big scene out of it because I knew people were watching. And that wasn't to bring glory to God. It was to bring glory to myself. So here I am doing a good thing. I'm obeying my dad because he told me. And it's got a dirty motive. That's sneaky. And that's what happened in my life as I got older. As time went on, I was a Christian. Man, I memorized a lot of scripture with my dad's help. Some of it had to, but I got into it. I knew a lot of theology. I had head knowledge. You know, by the time I was 12 years old, I could tell you what the tulip tree is, and I still know what it is for the Calvinists, what the Calvinists believe and what it all stands for. I could tell you all sorts of different acronyms and theoretical things, but there was no heart. It was all about me and making myself look good, and that's sneaky. That's pride. It's dangerous, I tell you, very dangerous, because you think you're doing good. You think you've got it all together because it's all for a show, and that's what happened in my life as I got into my early teenage years. That sneakiness and pride came up, and I was a Pharisee. I was a hypocrite. I had all this good stuff that I knew to do and looked good on the outside and lots of good friends and praised the Lord and testimonies and all this. But inside, if I got the chance to be evil or wicked or do something sneaky that I didn't think I'd get caught, I was right there. No hesitation. And because of that, it got me into some addictions. And I'm not going to go into those gory details. Some of them were revolting and horrible. And it got to the point where they were like chains. And here I was, a good young Christian man, good looking like he's serving the Lord, and yet I was addicted, and I was in bondage. It got to the point where I knew I wasn't saved, and yet here I am in church and being happy and trying to act a Christian walk, but I was going to hell, and I knew it. It was frightening. It was horrible. And the Lord brought about circumstances. There was a point where when he finally got a hold of me, there was a point where I could not walk away from those temptations. When I had a chance, even it gets to the point where it felt like a chain, where I, even though I knew going and looking at that was wrong or whatever, I could not do it. It was like, it's hard to describe the feeling, but it's like something propelling your legs. If you could think of if you were strapped in a machine. And I'm not going to go do that, but that machine makes your body do it. And we keep hearing about the Conqueror series. It wasn't until I heard the Conqueror series that I recognized I had burned those neural pathways into my brain, into my system. This was how I had taught myself to function. And the Lord brought about circumstances that I got caught red-handed, and all my hypocrisy and everything was put on full display, and it was extremely humiliating and extremely painful. And but once that happened, my folks worked with me a lot, and I quickly came to the point where I was ready to repent. Because here, I didn't have to hide anymore. Everyone knew. And I came to the end of myself. And I cried out desperately for the Lord. I was a sinner. And here I was finally ready to admit it. And it wasn't until I was ready to admit how awful it was inside. That was when the Lord came into my life. And he came in and he washed me. And it was an incredible experience. Probably looking on, it might not have been seen so incredible, but to me it was a very incredible experience because he removed that addictions I had from that day on, and I never went back to those things. So that breaking the chains to me, that's what I think of when I hear the word breaking the chains, and he did that for me. That's my testimony. Now, I'm not perfect. None of us are. And we're still learning, still growing. But that was the start. That was the real start of my journey with him. And he gave me a desire, a hunger for the Word, a hunger for Scripture, for real, not for memorizing passages just to show off, but for learning from it and what he's teaching me. And he's continued to teach me on for quite a few years now. And I'm still growing. Sometimes I go forward, sometimes I go backward. But I can always point to that definite day. That was where it started. That was where the Lord finally brought me to the end of myself. And in doing that, I just want to encourage anyone, young men especially, as you're going on, doing the right thing as a young man is important, but it's also more important why you do those right things, why you're doing what you're doing. The motive can be just as important as what you do. Anyway, that's my testimony. Norbert, it's your turn.